Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Hello, my name is Ioannis Dekas, and I desire that through this podcast, Upside Daily, that you will be empowered to live from grace, to find your purpose in life, and to challenge you to deep personal and spiritual growth. This podcast series is called Starting Over. Next time can be better than the last time, but not just because we want it to be. So in today's episode, I want to speak to you about being a natural born blamer. This follows on yesterday's episode, Own Your Part of the Past. If you've ever had kids, or if you do have kids, you'll know that you need to teach them a lot of things. You need to teach them to tie their shoes, to eat their vegetables, to go to bed at a certain time, to live lives in certain ways. But one thing you never have to teach your kids is to blame other people. It's fascinating. And if you walk into the room and you see something's happened, immediately the blame starts flying. You know, this one, that, and this one, that. And we had to, you know, we had a situation recently where our kids broke a vase. And our natural response would be to walk into the room and immediately ask, why did you break the vase? But we've had to teach ourselves to rather say, you know, what happened that the vase broke? Because at the root of our blame is something we call guilt. You know, we try to find out who is guilty, and we love to put the blame there, even if we carry a piece of the past, even if we carry a piece of the responsibility. And here's the reality: if you don't own your piece of the past, you will always be passing the blame along. We see this in the most tragic starting over story of all time. We read about it very early on in the book of God, in Genesis chapter 1. In verse 27 to 28, the Bible says that God created human beings in his own image. He created them male and female, and then he blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. That was a very simple instruction. You know, it wasn't difficult. It was be fruitful and increase. They could enjoy and tend this garden, but there was only one tree, and there was only one rule. There was only one, thou shalt not. Do not eat from this tree. Do not make this tree your source. They had to work with it. They had to prune it. They had to, you know, they had to cut the branches. They had to water it, but they weren't to eat from it. They couldn't make it their source, their nourishment. Okay? And things messed up. Adam does not finish reading the IKEA flatpack instructions, and he ends up building something that looks completely different, or is unsafe to use, actually. But the Bible says in chapter 3, verse 8, that the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord. This is after this had happened, after they'd fallen, after sin had come into their environment. And God comes walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the Bible says they hid from the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now, you and I have our own versions of that. We don't always admit that we were wrong until we have to. In some other shape or form, we all hide. But I love the fact that the Bible says the Lord God called to man. The initiative was in the Father's heart. And he asks, where are you, Adam? I heard you in the garden. And then Adam says, I heard you. I was afraid. And because I was naked, so I hid. And God says to him, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? You see, there's stuff at work here. The fact is, they weren't naked. They were a spirit word being that was clothed in a physical body. But when they ate from that tree, their perception about who they are changed. And so Adam responds, you know, Adam responds. He says, yes, I did. I ate from that tree, and I take full responsibility for my actions. And now, God, you need to do with me as you will, but please leave Eve out of this because she's innocent. You know, at least that's what he should have said, is it not? But he doesn't say anything near that. You see, this is so huge. The very first thing that the two people in the world did after they sinned was they blamed somebody else. They blamed each other. This was the very first thing after they got caught. And this is exactly what you and I tend to do when things go wrong, when we end up in disappointment, when we end up in confusion, when things fall apart, we blame. See, here's what really happened. Adam says to God, he says, the woman you put here with me. So just listen to that. He's blaming God firstly. And then he says, she gave me some of the fruit of the tree to eat and I ate it. So in other words, what he's saying, he says, you know, God, this is your fault and this is her fault. So you guys get together and you work it out and then you apologize to me. And maybe if I've cooled off a little, I'll be gracious to you and we can all work this out. You see, the interesting thing about what Adam says to God is that it part of that statement was true. It just wasn't the whole truth. And this is what we do. You know, in our past where things fell apart, when whether it was financially or relationally or romantically or academically, whatever it was, we all tell a story that's mostly true. We just don't tell the whole truth. And, you know, after a while, when you tell 90% of the story, if you tell it long enough, eventually you start believing it and this whole story becomes what you think it was and you actually hide. But as long as you and I don't own a part of our history, we will continue to lay the groundwork for the undermining of our own future. Eve blames the snake. She says to God, you know, the serpent, one of your creations, by the way, it was he that deceived me and I ate. It's not my fault. Well, again, part of this is true. It's just not the whole truth. And the reality for us in our lives is that if we don't pause and take responsibility for our part in the story, that part of the story will drag with you into the future, no matter how small it is, no matter how insignificant you feel it is, it will ultimately undermine your future. The question you and I have to ask today is, how can we start dealing with this in our lives right now? Now, I start answering this in the next episode. You can't blame yourself into a better future. And I look forward to starting a journey with you with just looking at one or two portions of scripture that can help us own our piece of the past. Because when we own our piece of the past, it sets us up to have peace, wholeness, shalom as we journey into the future. Now, that's all we have time for today. I'm looking forward to dive in and deeper with you. If you want to connect with me, please check out the links in today's episode, in the description of today's episode. And in the next episode, we're going to speak about exactly that. We can't blame ourselves into a better future. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.